This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Saturday, June 10th. God's word for you today is, Why Whisper? Our scripture reading is taken from Job 4, verse 12, and it says, A word came to me in secret, a mere whisper of a word, but I heard it clearly. Beginning today, we will be diving into how God began to engage with Elijah. 1 Kings 19, verse 11 to 12 says, The Lord said, Go out and stand on the mountain in the presence of the Lord, for the Lord is about to pass by. Then a great and powerful wind tore the mountains apart and shattered the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. After the wind, there was an earthquake. But the Lord wasn't in the earthquake. After the earthquake came a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire came a gentle whisper. The significance is this. When we are going through our challenges, we want the dramatic. We want God to thunder so we know that God is interested in us. We sometimes say things like, Lord, if you love me, do XYZ. Then we go outside to look, and when nothing happens, we conclude that perhaps God did not hear us. We want the dramatic. We say, Lord, if you have really answered my prayer, let it be raining in location A and not in location B. The dramatic. But the Bible says, But the Lord was not in the wind. The Lord was not in the earthquake. The Lord was not in the fire. In other words, the Lord was not in the dramatic. Where was the Lord? The Lord was in the gentle whisper, the still small voice. God was not in the remarkable. God was in the mistakable. We often miss God because God is hiding in the mistakable while we are looking for Him in the remarkable. We want to see God in the remarkable. Send a sign. Let there be some wonder. Let there be this and that. Yet, God is saying, But I am talking to you now. I already gave you direction, and you already know what to do. However, a lot of people are still insisting that the sun should go dark in daytime, then they will know that God has spoken. When we focus on the dramatic, most times, if you insist on the dramatic, you can miss God. But you will not miss God in Jesus' name. When we are overwhelmed by stress and overcome by anxiety, why does God's voice seem so quiet? Why doesn't He speak to us in spectacular and powerful ways if He wants us to know Him, experience Him, trust Him, and be confident that He has spoken? Why won't God speak in the dramatic? Why would He choose to speak in a quiet way? Why will He whisper when He can shout, particularly when I want Him to shout? Why will He insist on whispering? The answer is that He whispers because He is close. He is closer and most intimate than you think. Let us pray. Father, my ears will catch your whispers. I will hear you clearly in Jesus' name. Amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv. For more information about our locations and services, God bless you.